It's Kix 95.3, the Harbor's new country. Loose Man in the morning. And as I mentioned earlier, I got some guests in studio. We've got the Miss Grays Harbor and Miss Grays Harbor Standing Teen Pageant coming up really quick. Is it coming up this weekend, guys?
It is this Saturday, February 4th.
Oh, my Lord. What happened? That went by fast. I've got the reigning Miss Grays Harbor and Outstanding Teen. Miss Grays Harbor, Emma Dorsch is here.
Hello.
Outstanding Teen, Ellie Winkleman is here.
Hi, good morning.
And I was just talking to you guys, and I said, how fast did that year go by?
Really fast. It feels like literally yesterday that we won, but it wasn't. And so here we are now.
It feels like yesterday I had you on the show right after you won.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, it's time to give it up already?
Yeah.
It's already that time. It's always early in February, right? Mm-hmm. Do that. Now, as Miss Grays Harbor, which I know this was your first title, you never did the Outstanding Team. You never won the Outstanding Team before. Refresh my memory.
I never competed before.
Never competed before. That's right. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time you go out and you win the thing.
Yes.
Were you like, whoa?
Yeah. I had no idea what to expect going into it, mm-hmm. but we had a quite small class. It was just three candidates, but we were mm-hmm. really tight-knit. And so, yeah, you can see the video. I'm just like, what?
And here we are a year later, and now what? What happens to Miss Grays Harbor when she relinquishes the crown to a new contestant? What are you going to do next? You got some schooling, I would
yes.
imagine, still?
Yeah, I'm going to be graduating from Grays Harbor College with my AA, mm-hmm. and then I will be transferring to a vocal performance program. Don't ask me which one.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay, you're looking. You're
yes,
looking. Where do you want to go?
Well, I would really like to go to Northwestern School
dream
of
school.
Music. Yeah, but that is very much dream school.
Mm-hmm.
I might go to Western. I have a lot of family up in Bellingham, mm-hmm. so that would be good. PLU has a pretty good vocal performance program yeah. as well as Central.
And Ellie, you and your sister have been doing pageants since you were princesses, right? You started off in the princess program, where you were kind of like a young girls that would hang around with the contestants and be like partnered up, and you kind of came up that way into the pageant, and then you win your first Outstanding Teen. How did that feel?
It still feels unreal in a way. I don't think I will ever forget hearing my name being called after dreaming for this title since I was 7 years old in yeah. the Raindrop program.
Yeah.
Yeah, just unreal.
Oh, that's right. They changed it to the Raindrop program. It used to be the little, I think we called it the princess program before. I don't recall. My daughter did it once a long time ago. And I just remember it being the princess program. But yeah, you and your
yeah.
sister had been doing it since you were little kids. And then you get in your pageant and you win. Now you have to give it up, but you can mm-hmm. still come back, right? And do as the Miss Grays Harbor one day. Is that something you plan
on
doing?
That is correct. Yes, that is something I plan on doing.
Can't do it this year.
No, not this year.
But next year. Watch out.
Yeah, next
Ellie's
year.
Coming through. Next year. What was your favorite thing about your reign as Miss Grays Harbor's Outstanding Teen this last year?
I think just being involved in the community. I was able to put in over 100 volunteer hours in Grays Harbor County, and I'm just so grateful to have worn Miss Grays Harbor's Outstanding Teen mm-hmm. across my sash,
yeah.
chest. I don't know. But
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Wear the sash. I got you. And the tiara. That comes with it.
That is true. There is a crown.
Yeah. Do you feel different when you put the crown on?
Not really.
No?
I feel like I'm the same person with and without the crown. I think it's important to be genuine and like true to who you
sure.
are, even with the crown on your head. But it definitely makes you feel a little bit more sparkly.
Well, I know
of course.
That whenever I put on like a really nice suit, I don't wear a suit very often, but I put a nice suit on. It makes me feel, I don't know, like better. It just makes me feel, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just like I feel like
I know
a better person right now.
Yes.
So I was just wondering if that kind of does the same thing when you get that on in the sash and you go out. Does it like elevate your awareness, I guess, of everything that's going on?
Maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that way with a new dress. So I totally get what you're yeah. saying.
How about
yeah.
you, Emma? When you put on the crown and you put on everything, does it make you feel different? Is it
well,
not in a bad way either. I mean, in a good way. Does it bring out the best of you?
Well, it does make my head feel a little bit heavier because the crown actually, it really is a heavy burden to bear.
It's pretty heavy, yeah.
They are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get noticed a lot more when you mm-hmm. have a big sparkly crown on your head.
That
and
is true.
So, yeah, I mean, I stand a little taller mm-hmm. because you don't want it to slip.
So how many parades do you guys think you've been in the last year?
Quite a few. That is a good question.
All right.
My guess is five.
Five? Five parades? Give me your best parade wave real quick. Oh, that's great. You guys are awesome. You guys are pros. All right. Well, you got to give up the crowns this weekend and probably bittersweet, but I'm sure you're also looking forward to seeing who's going to be crowned next, which we have a couple contestants in studio with us that will be going for those crowns this weekend. We're going to meet them coming up next on the Kix Morning Show. Stick around.